Here I am, giant of the woods with many names, ready to tell you a story of friends and foes. I live deep beneath your feet, in the underworld where everything begins, in the belly of the earth. Yet in acorn time, when it rains and rains and rains, then you'll see me. Fee-fi-fo-fum, when it rains you'll see me come. I am fungi, mushrooms, toadstools. After the rain, the woods sprout with the rainbow of my weird fruit. Pale as bones, pink as blushes, yellow as fever, purple as the midsummer midnight sky. The woodfolk gave me nicknames. Bog Bell, Fairy Sparkler, Chicken of the Woods, Fiery Inkcap, Amethyst Deceiver, Rubber Ear, Dead Man's Finger. I smell of shrimp, sawdust, radish, plums, parsley, rhubarb, coconut, curry, flour. Such a feast I bring! Treasures for all the senses. I fill the woods with new wonders. In acorn time, when it rains. Fee-fi-fo-fum, when it rains you'll see me come. I stretch a forest wide and live in every place on earth. I grow even in the damp between toes, under the felled logs of trees. I consume the dead! Mostly, I lay quiet in my dark strangeness, underground, unseen. But in acorn time, when it rains and rains and rains, fee-fi-fo-fum, when it rains, you'll see me come. I am giant and tiny both. I can ride the wind or a bird to far-off lands in search of a better home, or trail on the hems of human clothes, or on the sticky feet of insects. Thus, I survive, I thrive, anywhere. You see, I'm wondrous. Time willed on. Many acorn times came and went and came again. We grew together, the trees and I, as we had done since the very early days. We helped each other. Then one day arrived something new. A cousin of mine brought here by humans on their boats and planes and ships. Then spores traveling on the wind and... well, I'll let the tree tell it, shall I? On the stump of this once mighty ash tree, written in circles, is the story of this tree's life. Fresh, wet springs, hard, frosty winters, fast-growing seasons, slow-growing seasons. Then disease, infestation, death. A story revealed post-mortem. Because when the spores arrived on the wind, this mighty ash had no defense against its voracious hunger. My cousin fungus grew inside it, hollowed out the ash's heart, blocked the water until this tree died of thirst. You see, I am terrible too. The ash creaked, cracked, half fell. Nests tumbled from its branches. Birds flew to new homes. The woodcutter came. With his soft eyes, strong arms, sharp axe. By now, he'd seen many fallen ash, kept his axe sharp with a heavy heart.
Here comes a chopper to chop off your head!
When the ash was felled, the path became safer for softer bodies, cleared light and space for foxgloves, bluebells, wild daffodils, became a rich home for woodlice and beetle grubs. I kept the ash company in death, consumed it and released all the tree's nutrients back into the earth. Nothing was wasted. Soon, another young tree's roots reached down to find me. We exchanged messages, warnings, sugar, water, phosphorus, nitrogen, and so life circled on. In the midst of death, we are in life. In the underworld where everything begins, in the belly of the earth, I slumber, giant of the woods with many names, whose limbs span the whole world and connect everything, each to each. I am fungi, mushrooms, toadstools. In acorn time, when it rains and rains and rains, look and you'll see me. Fee, fi, fo, fum. When it rains, you'll see me come. Fee, fi, fo, fum. When it rains, you'll see me come. Fee, fi, fo, fum.